Hey guys, Trevor with eCommerce Paradise, and today I just wanted to talk about my key takeaways from today's event, which was the Affiliate World Conference Day 1. So it was a really cool event. I got up pretty early in the morning and got some work done first, and then head over to the conference area. And as we walked in, it was pretty easy to get to the registration and walk to the conference. And right when I walked in, the first thing I noticed was all these booths for affiliate marketing companies that I'd never heard of before. So it's pretty interesting to me to see how many companies are positioning themselves between affiliates and publishers and between vendors and merchants that have affiliate programs. So it's a vast industry. It's very wide. It's not something I've been deeply integrated with. And it's something that I'm still building and trying to scale up my affiliate marketing career. So as of the last year, I've probably made around, close to $5,000 or something like that with affiliate marketing. So I'm really not like that advanced yet, but I am doing it, which is cool. And it's really exciting. And it's something that I definitely want to scale. So I'm trying to do that, and it's really cool. It's fun. So I got to go into the first few talks of the day, and that was really interesting. The first guy talked about how he went from quitting his job and actually finding some success with online poker, and then he figured out how to do digital marketing agency, and he ended up taking that full time and traveling the world while doing that. So that was really inspiring. And then, a couple other talks as well. Really, really complex subjects like data analytics and psychographics versus demographics, and how you can make your ads, Facebook ads specifically, better targeted towards a person's behaviors. And like, for instance, the Myers-Briggs test and a personality type that someone has, you might design the automobile ad, which was the example that I used, to talk about safety, if the person's primarily concerned about safety and being in control, as opposed to someone who's more of a relaxed type. You might talk about speed and the experience. So, big automobile companies like BMW are using these data analytics to understand consumers better and to promote and to push them different ads that better are based upon their personality as opposed to just what their demographics are. So it's really fascinating what's happening in the big data industries and the companies that are positioning themselves in between. And it is true that each one of us is a product, and Facebook is selling us or access to us anyways. So it's incredible to see how when we interact on Facebook every single day, we're telling Facebook more about us, and they're able to sell that information to advertisers. So you and I are products just because we use their platform and like and comment on stuff that we like and feel like commenting on. So there you go. It's good to understand that kind of stuff. And it's good to understand from a business's perspective that you can utilize Facebook ads to target people with interests or with certain personality traits that, and you can target them with different messages and target them super specifically and most likely get some kind of an action out of them, a conversion of some sort, either sign up an email list or purchase the product. So that was a really good talk. And then next came up some networking. So we went out and we actually ran into Ernest Epps out in the open. He was doing an interview. He just finished and wrapped that up and said hi to him. And as we were talking, Neil Patel walked by, and that was really cool. And, we just talked with Ernest for a while and hung out and, just kind of talked about traveling and talked about him and what he's doing with Built to Sell and Clarity with Commerce and all the big stuff he's doing. It's really, really fascinating to see all the work that he's doing. He's really taking his businesses to the next level and helping so many people in the process. And I knew I was looking forward to a really good talk from him. And so we went out and had, a little water and, got some food, and then we came back and listened to his talk. And it was really, really good. So the main takeaways were, not necessarily just about high ticket dropshipping. It was more about, I think he really drove the point home about like why you want to make money. And I think that is really key behind all of this. And if you establish that why, that one biggest motivating purpose behind why you're trying to make money online, then you can have a reason to wake up every single day in the morning and go to work. And you won't get burnt out because it's going to be the most exciting thing ever for you because you've got that why. And so I've been thinking about what my why has been for a long time. And I love helping people. That's a big why. But it doesn't make me want to get out of bed in the morning. What really makes me want to get out of bed in the morning is the possibility of travel and experiences and adventure. So whenever I get stuck in a routine, I get burnt out. I've noticed that. We get stuck in routines almost everywhere we go if we stay for more than a few weeks. So we realized that the best thing for us is to travel every few weeks at least. And so we're trying to build our schedules around 1 month in one place, 1 month in another, with a short week vacation somewhere in between. And we like to do retreats. So we're looking up retreats now and finding out like every month or every 2 months or 3 months where the retreats are around the world that we could go to. And those are really fun, especially the ones with entrepreneurs, because you get to hang out with entrepreneurs while you're doing all these cool things you would normally be doing on vacation anyways. And in my opinion, the smaller the better, because then, you know, you really get a one-on-one atmosphere with a lot of really, really interesting people. And it's a good time. We got back from doing the Abundant Circle retreat in Bali not too long ago, and it was just an incredible experience. And it's something that we hadn't done personally. I can't think of ever before doing a retreat that amazing. And so, you know, and I should probably do a separate video on that actually altogether, but yeah, the Abundant Circle was really good. And so, you know, having that in the back of my mind now, the travel was our main reason why. And Juliana, we're talking about this, you know, we want to, a lot of people have like their family and their kids is their why. And, you know, Ernest, he brought that up in his talk, is that his family is his why. And, you know, and it's not just that, it's four kids and his fiance. And then it's also all of his students that he's trying to help. And so he has all these people that are counting on him now, because, you know, he's really built out an amazing platform for teaching. And that's his why. That's why he wakes up in the morning. He spends hours and hours and hours every day helping people one-on-one. And he told us, you know, over the last couple of days, he's only had about 6 hours of sleep. You know, that's how much time he spent working and helping people. So it's really, really inspiring. And it really got me thinking that I need to be creating a lot more content and just really, really diving into helping people more often. So I am making as many YouTube videos and podcast episodes as I can, and trying to make them as valuable and actionable as I can as well. Making reviews about stuff that I've used so that people know what's good and what's not good. And then also, you know, I really want to create courses. So I've started diving into creating courses and you know, just taking the MVP approach, something I haven't really done before, something that I've been kind of afraid to do, that I thought I wasn't good enough for it, where I realized that I am good enough for it. And I have tons of valuable information to share with people and insights into research and stuff like that that I do every day. So I'm now working on a course, and it's going to be really exciting. And it's going to be a series of mini courses. And you can, you know, I'm going to combine them into one big course eventually. But anyway, besides that, my main purpose for making money is travel. So that's what I'm really excited about. Of course, I do love skateboarding, and I really love eating good food, being able to work wherever and whenever, but that all kind of goes, you know, behind the travel aspect of everything. So cool, you know, that's kind of what my main thing was from the beginning of his talk. And then really, like, the rest of his talk was super simple. It's what we always do with high ticket drop shipping: finding a product that's selling, you know, finding the right target market for that product, finding suppliers, and selling the product. And it was just really clean, really simple talk, and he really did a great job at explaining it thoroughly. There was one thing that I didn't realize you could do, which I'm sure a lot of you do, which is you can use Facebook Audience Insights to make sure that your niche is actually being searched for and shopped for by people that are within the income range that you know that needs to be buying that particular type of product. So, I mean, kind of goes without saying, if it's a $1,000 product, that people making maybe over $100,000 a year would be shopping for that product. But using Facebook Audience Insights, you can get tons of data about those people and their other interests and psychographics and demographics data, and put it into research, which I'm going to be, of course, adding into my courses when I go in there, because it really is fascinating information. So far, great time, and I'm excited for tomorrow. Day two is going to have some amazing e-commerce speakers, and it's just amazing to see like the affiliate world and the e-commerce world really blending now, because I think they realize that affiliate marketing and dropshipping really have a lot in common. You know, we are really all middlemen, and we are really all providing value to merchants through the creation of content to help them sell their products. And so, you know, whether you get paid out in a different way or not, whether you have to do customer service or not, it's the same methods of content creation, similar methods of content creation, similar methods of selling, and similar methods of conversion rate optimization and driving traffic and all that stuff. So, you know, the affiliate world is full of people that are trying to diversify. They're diversifying into e-commerce and dropshipping. They're diversifying into cryptocurrencies. And the e-commerce world is the same. We're diversifying into affiliate marketing and cryptocurrencies. And so there's a lot of there's a lot of crosses between us. There's a lot of intersections where we're all meeting now, and it's really incredible. You know, it's a great place to go if you're in e-commerce dropship and you want to learn more about affiliate marketing or vice versa, and you want to scale your businesses. You know, and I've always loved affiliate marketing because I like building assets, and assets are really cool because they sell for you over and over and over again. Over time. I've been reading a lot of .com secrets and expert secrets by Russell Brunson. He explains how to do webinars, and webinars are really the way that you sell high ticket products. And so that's the direction I'm working in now. I have to build these products out. I have to build the webinars, build the sales funnels for it. I'm really learning all about how sales funnels work, so I can create really simple ones with, you know, like Aweber, and even use ClickFunnels, or, you know, using Teachable or Shopify, all these different tools. But the whole thing behind this is, you know, that you're making money. You're doing all this to make money. And what are you making money for? You know, so think about that tonight. Guys, if you know, want to take anything away from this, is that, you know, what is your why in life? Why are you pursuing making money online? Why are you pursuing affiliate marketing, dropshipping, any of this stuff? Why are you pursuing being an entrepreneur in the first place? Is it because you want to help people? Good. Is it because you want to help your family? Good. Is it because you want to travel? Great. You know, decide what that is, and then sit down and actually make those plans to do that, and realize what those milestones are, and realize what the achievements are, that and what it's going to look like when you actually achieve that milestone. So good on you guys. Definitely recommend Affiliate World Conference. It's a really, really good conference. Lots of great speakers, lots of great affiliate marketing companies, and lots of great networking to be done there. So definitely recommend going there. And yeah, if you want to check it out, click the link in the description below, and we'll take you right to the website. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching.